Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as we kick off our 11th year on the air. We wrapped up our 10-year celebration last week, and we're heading off into our 11th year. I'm pretty excited about that, and we're glad you're with us. Steve Ostrowski is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a new friend. He's with the CompTIA's corporate organization. It's an organization that helps people like you and me, small and medium-sized businesses, understand what's going on out there in the world of technology. He's public relations manager for that global organization, and he's here with us now. Steve, welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning. Thank you for having me. And happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You guys had a meeting last month in Florida, and tell us what happened.
Well, it was our second annual Small Medium Business Summit, and the purpose of the meeting is to bring together our members, and our members include both the companies that manufacture technology products, whether it's software or hardware, the distributors, the resellers, the solution providers that they use to bring their products to market to the small business community. And the focus of the conference was specifically on how to sell technology solutions to the small business. And by small business, I know it comes under different definitions. For our purpose, it's really focused on those companies that have 500 or fewer employees.
Right. And that's a pretty broad, and that's the SBA's definition, by the way. That's their official definition, which is, as you know, is a pretty broad brush.
It is.
But as you also know, the vast majority, probably 90%+ of small business owners have 100 employees or less.
Exactly. And we, at our meeting in Florida, we delivered some research, some new research that we conducted in conjunction with a good research firm from New York City by the name of AMI Partners. And they did identify that fact. That's confirmed that the bulk of the small business has 100 or fewer employees. So that was important information for our members to understand, because I think there, oftentimes there's still a lot of misperception out there about what exactly a small business is.
Well, and the other thing that seems to me that would be beneficial, Steve, to know that is to understand the sort of where the purchaser of a lot of your stuff, your technology, where their head is, where their background is, what they're thinking about. And what it says to me is that an awful lot of technology is being purchased right now, because we know tech is doing well, and there's a reason. We'll talk about that in a minute. But a lot of technology is being purchased by non-professionals, non-technology professionals, people like me who are business owners making technology decisions and purchasing decisions are one part of our job that we make, through advice from people who are technology experts, and we'd like to think that that's the person who's selling it to us.
And that's one of the reasons that we've as an association for the technology industry, we've tried to focus on the small business market, is because a business owner like yourself, whether you're an insurance broker or a dentist or a baker, you know your business. You don't need to know the technology business. You shouldn't have to know how to network a wireless network for your office or a telephony system for your three-location business. Small business owners have definitely become more sophisticated in their knowledge and use of technology over the last several years. But that's not to say that they can't use the guidance and the expertise of someone from the technology sector. Interestingly enough, about 60% of the businesses we surveyed about over 700 in North America, they don't have a formal buying process when it comes to technology.
Right.
And they're also in need of what the phrase in our industry has become known as is a trusted advisor who can counsel you as to which technology solution is best for your business. Whether
and
you're
speak
finance.
To them without jargon, Steve. This is huge.
Exactly. So one of our challenges as an industry is to educate the technology sellers is not to walk in the door to business A, B, C, and D with an off-the-shelf product or solution or software package and say, try and fit the square peg into the round mm-hmm. hole.
Don't walk in assuming you already have the solution.
Exactly. You need to immerse yourself in that business. We need to understand what the doctor's office with 3 locations in Atlanta has versus the bakery with 12 locations in Portland.
Right.
Their needs are different, and you need to understand that before you can sell them something that's going to work for them. The whole point of selling you technology is to make your business more productive, more efficient, more financially sound, and to improve the long-term growth prospects. It's not just to sell you something because it's the next greatest thing, the next big thing with bells and whistles.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, Steve, our capital is only secondarily precious to our children. You know, I mean, you know, it's our children first, then our capital, and our businesses. I mean, it's every nickel is precious to us, and we can't afford to make technology mistakes. We can't afford to overbuy or underbuy. Actually,
exactly.
And so we really need somebody. You're right. We need somebody who can really bore down into what we're trying to accomplish, and make of it. And the good news, Steve, is that in the 21st century, in 2007, the incremental applications, the pricing that is available today allows your guys, your members, to do that, doesn't it? It allows them to finely tune a customized solution for small business, doesn't it?
It does. Most small businesses have the basics in place. They have PCs, they have laptops, they have their network, they have obviously a phone system. So the foundation is in place. What they're looking to do is take the next step up and use what they've get the most money that they can, squeeze every dollar out of what they've already invested into solutions, maybe layer some types of products and services and software on top of what they
right.
have so they can become more productive.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Steve Ostrowski. He's with CompTIA's corporate office. He's public relations manager for that global organization. We got more to come after these messages, 20 after the hour. Stay with me.
I get a strong uneasy feeling. You're not sitting there.
Hello, Jim. This is Joe Kilmart here at Salary.com. I'm calling you to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary. During the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community. We at Salary.com wish you many more years of success. Keep up the good work.
I love it when a plan comes together. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blessing Games. Thank you for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use those to your advantage and to take advantage of them. The first one is where you can find the show and all the other things that we do here. And the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Steve Ostrowski is with us. He's with CompTIA. Steve, tell us about CompTIA.
Jim, we're an association representing the technology industry. Actually, we're celebrating an anniversary this year. We've been around for 25 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're right around 20,000 members worldwide with about a 60-40 split, about 60% of our members in North America, and we're approaching 40% in international markets. So the international business is growing for us. And our members represent the full gamut of the technology industry, as I mentioned earlier, from the product vendors to their channel partners that bring product to market to the individual technology worker.
Right. Well, good for you guys. And give us that website, please.
www.comptia.org.
All right. And you pronounce it CompTIA, is that right?
It is.
All right.
Computing Technology Industry Association.
I got you. Steve, what are some of the other things that you learned at your summit in Florida last month about what you got to do to help small and medium businesses?
Well, we asked the businesses we serve, and again, it was over 700 in North America, about what challenges they face when it comes to technology. 37% said the biggest IT challenge that they have is keeping their budget under control. That's the number one across many vertical markets: finance, insurance, government, retail, wholesale, professional services. So obviously, making wise purchase decisions and getting the most they can out of what they do buy is top of mind for small business.
See, a small business owner may be sexy and it may be exciting to think about this new technology that can get us to this next level. But if we spend all of our money doing that, and we haven't built out the infrastructure to support that kind of growth, then we've gotten the cart before the horse, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely.
And so I mentioned about how precious our capital is. We really have to apply it the right way and in the right increments. And I'm sure your folks told you that.
That's absolutely true. We ask the businesses to describe themselves in terms of where they think they are in terms of on the adoption chain of new technology. And overwhelmingly, most businesses consider themselves to be value adopters in that they want to make sure, one, the technology is proven, that it does what it says it does, that it will do this for my business, and that it's at a price point that I can afford as a small business. They're not on the leading edge, way out in front, buying every new thing that comes off the shelf.
Right.
And they're not laggards when it comes to being late to the game to buy new technology. They're squarely value adopters, and that goes along, Jim, with what you've just said about the preciousness of the capital that they have.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you something else, Steve. Small business is good business. Because when you got big customers who buy a lot of stuff from you, they're going to beat you down because they're buying commodities. They're going to beat you down. They're going to let you make a few percentages of gross profit, but they're not going to let you make a lot of money. Small business owners, if you can wrap around those commodities, some technical assistance, giving us some peace of mind, and follow up, follow through, and be there on the other side of the transaction, you can make some margin on us because we'll pay for that.
It's safe to say that if you can win business with a small business, you will. If you do things right, you can have a loyal customer for a very long time. They're very loyal to the technology advisors that they do find. Once they find somebody that steers them in the right path, they are going to keep them.
Because loyalty is not only something that is part and parcel of being a small business owner, Steve. It's good business. Once we find somebody we can be loyal to, if we don't have to shop around, it saves us time.
You're exactly right. And that's one of the education points that we're trying to make with our members is that there are perceptions about small business out there that I think they're outdated. This isn't necessarily the mom-and-pop store selling around the corner to the kids in the neighborhood.
That's exactly right.
The research we commissioned shows that many of these businesses are doing business regionally, nationally, and internationally. And in many cases, it's the technology aspect that lets them do that.
Absolutely. No, you're not going to survive in the 21st century if you aren't adopting technology. I got 40 seconds, Steve. Tell us about the optimism of small business with regard to technology.
We did this survey in October, so the data is very current, and it takes into account a lot of the economic news that we've heard about subprime mortgages and housing and everything.
Right.
But 45% of the businesses we surveyed said they expect to see 10% or greater revenue growth in the next year. And another 21% see 20% or better revenue growth.
Wow.
So that's very optimistic.
That's very optimistic. And Steve, one last quick question. Did the tax cuts allowing small businesses to write off $125,000 of their capital purchases, does that help your industry?
Certainly does.
It's huge, isn't it?
It is.
Got to keep that. Got to keep that going. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us the website again quickly.
www.comptia.org.
Thanks, Steve. Will you come back another day?
I certainly will, Jim. It's my pleasure.
Enjoyed having you here. Steve Ostrowski, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.